What up, y'all? This is RT3 telling y'all to check out the dopest site that is Nappy Afro for everything from reviews, music, podcasts, and more. Check out the dopest site that is NappyAfro.com.
NappyAfro.com.
The Commission, Uncle Paulie, P. Diddy, Cesar Leo, De Janeiro, yeah. Charlie Baltimore, Iceberg Slim, The Most right. Shady, Frankie Baby.
Do you know what beef is? Do you know what beef is? Ask yourself. Do you know what beef is?
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest website on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 169. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka Saul the Butcher. I'm sitting here with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka Young Dynasty, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in history.
God damn, man.
Instead of today.
Hey, man, this is the beef episode.
Beef, man.
169 is all beef on deck.
If you're a vegetarian, cut the shit off right now. This is not for you. If you like tofu and quinoa, This is not for you.
This ain't the motherfucking show. If you're afraid of anything red, nigga, this is not your show. If you love Dexter, yes, you might want to turn it up.
Yes, sir.
We got shit everywhere. I guess we should start with the music beef so we can make sure we get our checks.
Yeah.
The hot beef right now. Action Bronson versus GFK, Ghostface Killah. Again, I don't really understand why this is news again, but
man, I'm gonna take it like this. Okay, Action was on Sports Nation. Was it last week or some shit like
that? No, this was like a month ago.
Oh, okay. So it was even longer than that. Because when he said it, I took it as like, I didn't think, you know, but I didn't think it was shade or whatever people want to call it. But of course, the old heads, you know, they start pumping ghosts up saying, yo, son dished you on Sports Nation on national TV. But, you know, Max Kellerman was talking how, you know, hey, you sound just like Ghostface Killah. I'm pretty sure he's heard this in 1,000 interviews.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he's like, Ghostface my favorite rapper. And he was just like, well, Ghost not rapping like that no more. And what he meant by, if you listen to Action Bronson's style, he sounds like Ghostface Killah around 2099, 2002, 2003. Okay, if you listen to Ghostface Killah in the last 5 years, he doesn't rap like Apollo Kid, Supreme Clientele Ghost no more. He's actually giving you real nigga grown man rap. He's not sitting there saying, Apollo ZDs and strawberry kiwis and purple monkeys flying through the teepees. He's not saying that crazy shit no more. Right. You know, he giving you regular raps. And so Action is, you know, and so I took it as him saying, like, he's not rapping like that, meaning that style anymore. He switched it up. Ghost took it like, he ain't rapping like that, meaning he ain't rapping like, you know, he ain't hot no more. And Ghost put out a 6-minute video where he basically was sunning Action, but I took a little too far with the physical threat and shit. Like, yo, Ghost, you a granddaddy now, man. Chill, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just was not. I mean, you look real ornery up there, and it's just like, come on, man. Like, you an OG in the game. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you gonna influence a lot of staff, so you can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't go that far with it. And I mean, in the spirit of hip-hop, you should be like, let's go bar for bar then, nigga. I mean, if I mastered your style, then I could beat you at it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Don't sit here and talk about you gonna have shooters and at this tour thing. And because like I said, if one red hair get touched on that motherfucker head, Ghostface, they coming for you, man. So you really shouldn't have done that. And you know, Ghostface got some old-ass fans, you know, 38, 39-year-old niggas with Wu-Tats and shit that'll probably harm the nigga. I ain't saying that, you know, that's cool. But Action Bronson, if you at your show and you see any nigga in some baggy jeans, Tim's, do-rag, and a wife beater, yo, don't let that nigga in. Because he gonna slap your ass. You know what I'm saying? If he don't look like your normal fans, don't let that nigga in, man.
Like, I don't really understand. Like, you know, Saul Wright said it, so it's probably wrong. But I feel like that episode that he was on that show was probably, like I said, like a month ago. It's old. It's not new shit. Now, that part about him not rapping no more like this, that's, I don't think that was a diss at all. The part saying where old boy said that he need to do something, that might have felt like a diss.
Mm-hmm.
So when they said it, you know, Action, that was his follow up. He was like, old boy said, maybe it's B. Maybe you're trying to get him to do something else. And he was like, he needs to do something. maybe that was could have been taken as a diss.
Okay.
But
maybe.
But GFK had an album come out July 10th.
Yeah.
So
he had like two albums come out in the last 6 months.
That's all I'm saying. Like this is just a little way. I don't know. Look, maybe this is on like you said, some publicity shit.
I believe it sound like both these niggas wrestling fans. I wouldn't be surprised to see these niggas on SmackDown or Raw or something in a couple weeks. And you know what I'm saying? It just, I smell publicity stunt. Like, you have to do something these days in music to sell records. Because niggas not, if you got to create drum up stories of beef to move units, you know, Action Bronson, he doesn't need it. You know what I'm saying? Ghostface Killer, he does. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, damn, a lot of young niggas that might hear Ghostface. Now, I'm not dissing Ghostface, you know what I'm saying? I'm not. But it's a lot of young cats that hear Action Bronson, they might hear Ghostface song like, damn, and think it's Action Bronson. Or, you know what I'm saying, vice versa. You know, now that this might open up some young niggas on the Ghostface. But like he said, all your fans is my fans. Kinda, but not really. You know what I'm saying? Action Bronson's a white dude, Ghostface. And, you know what I'm saying? A lot of his fans don't even know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, I mean, like, look, ride the wave right now, Ghost. Ride the wave. You know what I'm saying? Drop another album in another 2 weeks. Do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you're a granddaddy right now. You Papa Bear status. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit was funny to me, man.
This shit was so overkill. And Ghost comes out with an album at least once a year. Like, this nigga hasn't missed a year since, what, maybe 2011 and 12?
This is also the guy that did an audiobook, man. The world of... I fucking still got this shit on my iPod, nigga. That shit funny as hell to me. Telling niggas to wash their feet.
Wash,
you know,
your motherfucking
brush,
feet, son. Brush your tongue.
Feet. Yeah, brush your teeth.
Make
tongue.
Sure you brush your fucking tongue.
I use fucking Dove. It's from above.
Something. Make sure you put on some clean Wallabies, son. Don't be wearing those old dirty shits. Mm. I was like, what the fuck is this? So I don't know. Just seeing that beef, I just thought it was odd. And then, so here's the thing after that. So they had the beef. Ghostface come out and put out this whole video and all this shit. Action Bronson apologizes again. Like, he went to Humble Rap and said, you know what, fuck it. I was wrong. Fuck it, I'm sorry. That nigga still said, I don't accept your apology. No.
Yeah, no.
Like, what the fuck? So what is he supposed to do?
You got, look, if he accept the apology, it's over with. The news cycle keeps going. Then it's a wrap. You know how fast the news cycle moves.
Yeah,
if I don't capitalize on this now, 2 days from now, nobody's going to care. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a new beef, which I heard something else popped off, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Nah, you know what I'm saying? And battled by rap beef these days. Like, everybody is trying to make, is in the news. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
This shit is out of hand, man. We got more beef. Meek Mill versus Drake. Some more beef in the goddamn news. First of all, I can't think of any situation where Meek beats Drake. None. I can't.
In a battle rap, maybe. In a battle rap. The battle rap arena. I mean, that's what they say Meek Mills is. He came up off battle rapping. So maybe in a battle rap arena.
Maybe.
But what is this all just stemming from? I mean, what is it?
Allegedly, you know Drake done had the hots for Nicki, so I'm just going to blame it on the chick.
I mean, I thought that was the root of it. I thought that was the blackhead under the skin right there. You know what I'm saying? That caused the pimple. But, you know, I mean, now Meek Mill's saying Drake don't write his own rhymes.
Yeah, so from out of nowhere, I guess there was some comparison, because they did a song on his last album. And I guess there was some comparison or something going on, and Meek said, yo, don't compare me to no fake niggas. Drake don't even write his own rap, so don't compare me to him. If Drake's not writing his own raps, then you need to go to whoever is writing Drake's raps.
Well, according to the track listing on, if you're reading this, it's too late. It's a guy named Quentin Miller that is seen on at least 6 or 7, it's about 6 songs on the album he's getting writing credits for. And I seen Meek Mill tweet out the name Quentin Miller. And then, you know, then I looked at the, if you're reading this, it's too late track. Listen, Quentin Miller, he's on the Legend song. He's on, what other songs? The Used To song. I mean, it's a lot of songs he's on that he getting writing credit for. Now, what did he do? No one knows. You know what I'm saying? Why is this? But he's getting writing credit. So it's not like Drake trying to sweep it under the rug. You know what I'm saying? Make it unknown. It's not like, you know, maybe he goes right, and who knows? You know, maybe you gave me a line or whatever. I don't know. But right. He is listed, so maybe that's it. But I thought everybody was getting, you know, Meek Mill. Let's be honest. Somebody's writing your raps. because you say the same shit every time. Like, I mean, you copy other niggas' lines. So I mean, where does it stop? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's getting bit, or I don't get it no more. It's crazy. And then what else Meek Mill said? But yeah, let's be honest. Meek Mill is feeling pressure. His fans are, you know, he's hearing the people talking about, well, it's only because of Nicki that Meek's this hot and all this. Let's be honest, Meek Mill, that is the truth. You know what I'm saying? You can't mess with Nicki Minaj and think that's not gonna waterfall into, you know, gonna help your career out. That's like me going out dating Kim Kardashian. You think that Brocast's not gonna be a big fucking show then? Bitch, we're gonna be on fucking NBC.
So wait. Are you saying that his last album, which was number one in the country when it came out, that's because of Nicki?
No, we're talking about the album just Dreams Worth More Than Money, the one that's out currently.
Yeah, but the week it came out, it was like number one.
It was number one for 2 weeks in a row.
Right. And you said that's because of Nicki?
Look, Meek Mill's Twitter followers have tripled. He's now being seen in pictures with Nicki Minaj. I mean, come on, this used to be Dusty Meek Mill with the braids, man. Come on now, let's not act like, you know, her clean. You know, like, it happens to all of us, Jay-Z and fucking Beyonce. That opened him up to a whole new, you know what I'm saying? Jay-Z never sat back and said, hey, you know, Jay-Z ain't said shit. He know what it is. You know, that's the only one reason why he's getting invited to the Cannes Film Festival. Mm. It's not because he's Jay-Z. It's because he's fucking with Beyonce. The same thing with Meek Mill, bro. Like, you're getting events now because you're with Nicki. Like, they want to let your little dusty MMG chain wearing ass in if you was not without her. I mean, let's be honest. So stop it, Meek.
So Meek is riding away, which is fine. I guess he's trying to stand up and say some shit.
Yes.
But then why did Rick Ross tweet out Drake is greater than Meek?
Wow.
And then he deleted it, but that's what he tweeted.
Wow. Maybe Rick Ross, whoever handles his Twitter account, they got the greater than, less than thing wrong. Maybe they were just like, I don't know. You know, I mean, because you wouldn't sabotage your own artist. I mean,
right? I don't get it. I don't understand. And then, you know, somebody, I think this nigga's name is Daylight. It's some rapper named Daylight or some shit.
Yeah, Daylight. He's a battle rapper also.
I don't know that cat. You stay deep in the battle.
He's the one
rap
with the spine tattoo on his face.
That's what that is. I didn't know what the fuck that was on his face. Yes. Damn. So
hey, plus says, one for me, Beezy. Plus one for me knowing that, Beezy. Just make sure you notice that when you're doing the checks this week. I knew who Daylight was.
Get a bonus this week.
Yes.
So Daylight tells Meek, he's like, yo, how can you say that you don't fuck with Drake because he not real, but your label head, the nigga that signed you, is one of the fakest dudes in history?
He's a character. I mean, he's a character. Excuse me, not a caricature. But right, basically, he's that too. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's like, everybody, you don't have to be authentic these days, but you have to be, like, for some reason, these young cats want niggas to be authentic. I see even OG Macko talking shit to him, saying, oh, that's been known in the industry that Drake had writers. And I'm just like, first of all, OG Macko, who the fuck are you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't been in the industry long, so how do you know this? You know what I'm saying? Like, stop it. So, I don't know, man. It's when you at the top, people take shots at you, and that's basically what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but if you got a problem with somebody who's had writers in there, how did you go to their writers?
Thank you.
Just go get the same writers, nigga. If that's a problem, Meek, if you want to go platinum, go get Drake's writers. If you want to own hip hop, go get Drake's writers. I'm just saying. I don't know how I feel about this whole shit. Like, it's all over woman. Like, even Chris Brown chimed in. It's all over Nicki.
It's gotta be over Nicki. Like, he knows that Drake and Nicki, like, got a special little relationship, and that shit burns him up. You know what I'm saying? He know his little dark skin ass can't compete with the lightness of Drake. You know what I'm saying? He just knows that. Like, I don't know, man. Come on, man. Yo, man, your girl giving Drake lap dances and shit in videos. Like, you gotta see that. You gotta see that.
It's rough,
you know
what I'm saying? But she's supposedly pregnant with your kid. Like, why are you insecure?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you done rawed up. You rawing her right now, so I mean, you win it.
Right. What the fuck you worry about the next nigga for, man?
The last nigga. You the current nigga. You worry about the next. You don't worry about the next. You the current nigga.
Right.
Enjoy the wave, Meek Mill. Don't fuck this up. You start a beef with Drizzy, you're gonna fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? Cause he can't win against Drake. He got more fans than you, Meek Mill. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
Even if he didn't, you're not gonna put together a better album than Drake.
Nah,
it's not gonna happen. We got some more beef this week, man.
More
motherfucking beef, man. This ain't music, but it's still beef. Shaq and Pippen went at it on Twitter. So everybody is putting together these one guy to goat memes and this and that memes and all this shit. And mm-hmm. somebody put together one that has, it's like the Lakers generation team, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yes. all-time then, Laker team against the all-time Bulls.
It's not even an all-time Bulls team. It was the 72 and 10 Bulls.
Oh, so it wasn't, they didn't have like, damn.
No, it's not an all-time Bulls team. It was just the goddamn 72 and 10 team. That was it. And so the Shaq team, I had to pull a goddamn team up.
It was Shaq, Wilt,
Kareem.
Magic, Kobe, and Kareem.
Versus the 72-10 Bulls.
Yeah, because I was just like, that's not even a... I mean, like, I was just like... It was Shaq, Kareem. I'm trying to think who was the small forward.
No, that was it.
Oh, okay. So they had three big men in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be a fucking blowout.
So it wasn't... My bad. It wasn't the 72-10 Bulls. It had Rose on there, too. So it was Rose, yeah. Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, and Grant. Not, they didn't even have a center list.
Yeah. Horace Grant, but both of them, Horace Grant and damn Dennis Rodman, both played power forward. So
right, and Rodman played center at times, but he's not a center.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just slow that shit down. But anyway, that's the two teams playing against each other. So Shaq comes out and tweeted first. Like, for once, Pippen didn't start the bullshit. Shaq came out and tweeted first. We would have beat them by 50. And Pippen was like, "Bruh, I got 6 rings with the team that we're talking about right now. You only got 3 with the Lakers team that you were with."
Mm.
So then Shaq goes, "Well, I saw some of those finals games, and you were the best sidekick in the game. I was Batman, you were Robin." So then he goes on and tweets another picture of a sidekick, like the phone sidekick, and put Pippen's face in it. And says, "If anybody need a sidekick, I know of a good one." So they going back and forth. Now, I think in the Twitter game, Shaq won.
Yes.
That's just what it is. Shaq won. Shaq is a funny motherfucker. I mean, this is a nigga who gets on stage and raps against his former tag team partner, Kobe. Tell me how my ass tastes.
Yes.
Shaq's going to go in. Pippy, you're not going to win that one.
Nope.
But Shaq is a lying motherfucking ass if he think any team is going to beat Jordan by 50.
That team would have beat Jordan by 50. I ain't going to lie.
They're not going to beat Jordan by 50.
Look, on that team, you had Shaq, Kareem, and Wilt.
And? You're not going to beat them by 50.
Why not?
How are you going to keep up with Jordan with them 3 motherfuckers on the court?
Hey, look, Kobe Bryant can stick Michael Jordan.
Really?
That's it. Look, that's it.
Really?
I would let Michael Jordan score 50 points. Damn, the rest of the team ain't scoring shit.
Derrick Rose ain't scoring?
Hell no.
Pippen ain't gonna score?
Pippen never scored when Jordan was there.
Stop.
I mean,
your Pippen haters got the end.
I mean, listen. That's not. No, man. Come on,
your
man.
Your Pippen haters got the end, bro.
No, I am a Bulls fan, but I would not sit here and act like Scottie Pippen did not. If it wasn't for Michael Jordan, we wouldn't be talking about Scottie Pippen, right? One of the 50 greatest players. I mean, Scottie Pippen got 6 rings, and niggas be like, "Yo, Scottie Pippen, the best, that 1-2 punch." Like, stop it, man. No, man.
But
he took advantage of Michael Jordan, man. He was alone. He rode the wave, and he didn't say shit. And then he got exposed once he left Chicago. They was like, "Yo, Scottie Pippen, a bullshitting ass nigga. Like, what the fuck?" You know,
it was at the end of his career, too.
No, when he left Chicago in '98, he went to Houston. And he just nothing. I mean, then he went to, where is he? Portland. You know, he was
right,
a good
role. It was the end of his career. It was a fucking rap then.
He was a role player, man. That was only 10. Look, Pippen came to the league in about 87, 88. You know what I'm saying? 89, somewhere around there. I mean, 99, that's 10 years in. That's like when you write at the good part.
That's rough, man. So I do think that Pippen gets, I don't know if it's overrated or underrated. Over. I think we talk about him way too often.
No defensive player has ever gotten, besides Bill Russell, no defensive player. Like, Bill Russell and Scottie Pippen, two of the most overrated niggas of all time.
God damn.
Yes, I said it.
Wow.
Bill Russell, look at his stats. I mean, no, he was a rebounding machine. Rebounding machine.
Of course.
But other than that, that's all he did. You know what I'm saying? Like,
So you say that Scottie Pippen's no better than Dennis Rodman?
Man, look, he's a more offensive threat than Dennis Rodman. He's an offensive Dennis Rodman. That's all he is.
Shit. God damn. That's rough, man. I mean, if you look at the teams, I understand. I still think the Lakers would win. I just don't think they beat him by 50. I don't think they beat him by 50. But I do think that Shaq got a point. Like, Pip. Didn't Pip sit out? He sat out one of the finals games.
Nah, it wasn't the final game. It was the playoffs the year where it was without Jordan. And they drew up a play for Tony Kukoc to shoot the final shot. Pippen got mad and sat on the bench. And Kukoc ended up hitting the game winning shot. You know what I'm saying? But he got upset because the play wasn't drawn. We want to win this game, Scotty. So we're going to go with Tony. You know what I'm saying? That's all it was.
I like how people don't talk about Tony enough either.
Yeah, Tony Kukoc was a non-factor, even though, but like everybody
said, he was a non-factor?
No, that's what they make it seem like. Oh, he was okay. A non-factor. Yeah. No, I'm saying he was non-factor, because I mean, the year without Jordan, the Bulls still won 55 games. I mean, that was a three-game drop from the previous year. They had won 58 the previous year with Michael Jordan. So without him, they only lost three games, three more games. So let's not act like Michael Jordan didn't have a good supporting cast. Like, everybody act like Michael Jordan was he did everything. He did a lot, but people allowed him, like, without Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan would have had to chase around the best defensive player. You know, people forget that, and when they get on LeBron, oh, LeBron don't do this, LeBron don't do that. Yes, I'm bringing it back to LeBron, people. he had nothing to do. LeBron was not mentioned. I brought him in this. I injected him into the conversation. When you have to stick one of the teams, you got to chase around a nigga on the defensive side of the ball, that's going to take away your energy on the offensive side of the ball. And Michael Jordan didn't have to do that. Reggie Miller's and he went chasing him around. Pippen was doing all the dirty work. So I give Pippen props for that. I ain't gonna sit here and deny Pippen, but offensively, nah, Pippen average as fuck.
Well, apparently Shaq agrees with you too. I think most people agree. You know, it's just this the legend of Michael Jordan is so fucking big, man.
Yes,
you can't say anything against Michael Jordan.
That 6-0 in the finals, it's unattainable. Like, nobody's done that. So for everybody, for that to be the measuring stick, that ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it don't even matter what happens now. If LeBron goes on to win another 7 rings,
he still lost 4.
Yep, and that's just how it's gonna be. That's how it's gonna fucking be. There's no way.
Michael Jordan won 6-0. He's like the valedictorian that made straight A's all the way through school. He's your big brother that was valedictorian, captain of the football team, the debate team champion, spelling bee champion. It's like you just like them big shoes to fill. And so it's like nobody ever gonna feel Michael Jordan's shoes. But let's not act like some other greats, you know, they lost in finals too. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody shits on Magic for losing 4 finals. Nobody shits on, like, nobody. You know what I'm saying? So,
you can't slander Magic either.
Can't slander Magic.
LeBron cares too much. So, well, let's talk about him. Let's slander the motherfucker that's bringing the ball up the court, that's sticking the best defensive player, that's creating his own shots. Like, goddamn. What you want defense. That nigga to do? And yeah, right, play his defense. Like, what the fuck you want him to do, man? Shit.
I play 46 minutes a game. I
jog to the stadium. Like, goddamn, man, what y'all want me to do around this bitch?
I left one team to go to another team to win a championship, but I came back after I won my ring. You know, I catch flack for that.
And took him to the finals.
Yeah, took him to the finals. Like,
took this lousy ass team to the finals, bro. Yes. Like, shit. Without two of my starters.
Yes.
Two of the top 15 in the league. You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn.
But anyway, but we making this about LeBron. We've been accused of being LeBron lovers.
Yeah, get off his dick. Get off his dick.
We some LeBron dick riders. We better stop.
You know, saying dick rider is one of the worst things you can say to a nigga. Like, that shit's horrible.
Hey, remember that used to be like, if you like Jay-Z, niggas would call you a dick rider. Like, yo, you like Jay-Z? Why? Because all he do is talk about himself. So if you like him, you're a dick rider. I'm like, damn.
I hate that shit, man. Being a dick rider, that's just whack as fuck to call somebody that shit. Like, you can't be a fan of nothing. As soon as you're a fan, you're a dick rider. Fucking hate that shit, man.
But niggas with 30 pair of Jordans and they not dick riders.
Nah, you're not dick riders. But if you like something, you're a dick rider. That's all I'm saying. You like anything else, you're a dick rider. Yeah. God damn, man. Speaking of dick riders, people that maybe need to ride a dick.
Whoa.
Stephen A. Smith. You're definitely my loser this week.
What's Screaming A do this time, man?
Screaming A decided to take a moment out on his podcast. I'm gonna say something that my white friends can't say. You know, I'm looking at my white producer over here, and I'm looking at such and such over here, and you, I don't even know what you are. I hope you know that I mean that in the most nicest way possible. We out here saying that Black Lives Matter, and somebody says that All Lives Matter. He's right. Black people, we got to stop being mad when people say All Lives Matter. I didn't hear that when black people get killed by black people every day. I don't hear Black Lives Matter then. What?
That's because Stephen A. don't be in the hood no more, man. Like, you don't be around, you know what I'm saying, the people that, yes, when Lil Tay Tay got killed last week, there was a visual for him, and niggas were saying, we got to stop this. And, you know, yo, we do that, Stephen A., but when you in the confines of Bristol or wherever you live at, Stephen A., I ain't saying you out of touch with the community, but I'm saying you're a little out of touch with the community. You know what I'm saying? Because those things do go on. You know what I'm saying? We do, you know what I'm saying, do all that stuff after a black-on-black crime. Or, you know what I'm saying? We don't just do that when the police, you know, but when the police kill a white person, a black person, supposed to kill black people like that. You know what I'm saying? Police are here to protect and serve, not protect, serve, and kill. And so that's all we're saying. So yes, we are upset when a black kills a black. Yes, we are. That shit's been going on for how long? Black people been around? Millions of years? Forever? You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure, you know, they had RIP t-shirts back in the day, Stephen A. You know what I'm saying? But just don't not like this, Stephen A. Not like this, man.
I can't even believe he's saying this shit. And this is an honorary Q. Who got on people for saying that, yo, you're not real because you were honorary, like you're not a bruh. And he got on people for saying that shit. You know, I'm out here in these streets and I'm doing this and I'm financial and I'm furthering the cause. And then you turn right around and say this bullshit. I hate when people say that all lives matter and say, you know, shame Black Lives Matter and take it out of context. There's a fucking context. So for the people who don't understand, we're saying Black Lives Matter because obviously some motherfuckers forgot. That's the whole point. Black people out here getting killed in regular traffic stops, shot in the head for missing front plates and hanging themselves, you know, committing suicide and holding. All this bullshit. That's the reason why people are saying it. It's not because we're saying that all lives don't matter. It's saying because right now, apparently, black lives don't matter enough for y'all to give a fuck. Because we keep getting exterminated. Mm-hmm. So for Stephen A. to take this moment to say this shit, when he, even while he was saying it, was like, there's not a lot of black people who have a nationally syndicated show on the air. So you know your position, and you decide to say this old bullshit. Meanwhile, when he touted out the rest of his cast and crew that's around him, it was white people, it was Hispanic people, it was, you know what I'm saying? He's not around another group of black folks when he said it.
Mm.
So I'm tired of the anti Black Lives Matter shit. I'm so over that shit. Like, you niggas, does anybody not understand why it's being said?
So is the All Lives Matter, is that a counter to the Black Lives Matter? Not just saying, like, okay, is that, you know, like, where did that spawn from is what I'm wondering.
It spawned from motherfuckers just deciding that they wanted to be involved.
Okay.
That's what it is. Black folks getting killed, we're like, yo, Black Lives Matter. And they're like, wait a minute, all lives matter. Black people aren't special. That's essentially what they're saying. Don't act like you're special. All lives matter. And all the comparisons, people always bring this up. It's like going to a motherfucking AIDS rally and saying, but what about cancer? Cancer's a thing too. Like, what the fuck? This does not, we're not saying it's not this. We're talking about this here.
Yeah.
We got a topic here, but this is what goes on.
So you bring up the unjust amount of blacks getting attacked by the police and stuff. They're gonna bring up the age old. Well, you do it to each other. You know that's
exactly.
All. They go hand in hand. So I'm starting to see that now. Like, you know, you can't argue about police knocking a black kid over the head when, hey, a black kid. I look at World Star. I see black kids knock each other over the head all day long. You know what I'm saying? Let's start there. So, I'm, you can't really say anything because they're going to throw that up in your face. And then it's just like, really? You know what I'm saying? So, it's just the whole nigga argument. Well, you say nigger, you call each other right. Nigger.
It's the same thing. It's diversion. It's classic diversion, man.
Yes.
I don't understand. Like, I don't fucking get it. There could be more than one problem. And there could be one problem that we're talking about right now. And regardless of blacks killing blacks, whites killing whites, when you have elected officials and people of power attacking the citizens, we have an issue. We have a fucking issue that needs to be addressed. And anybody acting like that's something different is ridiculous. And we do this all the time. It's not just Stephen A. Smith. We got regular motherfuckers, Leaky and Nunu from down the street do the same shit. They doing it on Facebook. Like, yo, they never take us seriously if we not do... What? Why do we keep this respectability politics bullshit? Why do we keep doing the same thing? And I picked Lili and Nunu specifically because you had the most down-ass hood nigga saying this shit. Stop it. You motherfuckers doing extra. So when we talk about this shit, if you ain't doing shit to help either cause, just shut up.
Just shut up.
God damn, man. Let GQ out here and do the work.
Yeah. Let King Germ sit back and not say nothing.
Well, shit, King Germ out here helping your little dumbass kids out.
Yeah, I forgot. It's you almost know, that time, too, man. A couple more weeks, man. We'll be back on that motherfucking field, man. I'm excited.
What's the name going to be this season?
Excuse me?
What's the name going to be this season?
Oh, we the Gladiators. Man. Tom Brown Gladiators, man. That's it, man.
Come on, man. Why do y'all change names every season? Y'all change names more than Thick Flair.
Hey, man, you got to keep reinventing the game, man, until we get one stick, and I think the Gladiators going to stick.
God, you gonna put the Navi Afro patch on them?
Hey, man, if we could do that, if we could get away with that, man, it'd be awesome, man.
Why ain't they just the nappy afros?
Man, that might cause a little rift somewhere.
Well, I mean, what, you got white people on the team?
Of course.
They can't have nappy afros?
Maybe, but the nappy, you know.
The nappy might throw a few people off.
Yeah, Coach, this is not a traditional team name. I mean, where's it? Our mascot is what? You know, I'm like, I don't know.
Do you hear people a lot where you at say, well, probably not where you at, but in general, people saying nappy and then meaning bad? Like, they'd be like, that's an old nappy ass outfit you got on, man.
Oh, nah, we don't say that. They just, you know. Nappy's only used for hair where I'm at.
It's a cat that it's actually a few people that I've seen, you know, in various spots, but it's a cat that I watch on YouTube that says nappy for everything bad. So he'd be like, this little nappy piece of chicken right here.
Wow.
This is a nappy cookie right here. This is a little nappy drink y'all got. Like, everything bad is nappy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, and it's a black dude.
I knew he had to be black because no white dude would do that.
I'm trying to think if maybe in grade school I may have heard somebody say nappy that was a white dude and it meant something bad. Mm. But that's grade school. Yeah. That's when kids saying all kinds of shit they don't know what's happening. Nigga, speaking of which, I'm going to put myself out there. In grade school, there was a moment I was in. So, it's all right. Went to fucking Lutheran school from kindergarten through 12. Lutheran schools. Which ain't Catholic, goddammit. So, I was in the goddamn choir. And there was a moment, for whatever reason, I decided that Michael J. Fox from Family Ties was my motherfucking spirit animal. So, I remember saying some shit. I don't even remember what the context was or why. But I remember lying about reading the goddamn stocks from the newspaper that morning.
Yeah.
I think it was a broad involved, which is usually when people lie. I think it was a chick involved. And I remember acting like I read the stock on the New York, and I don't remember what the fuck I said. I just remember making that reference as a kid. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but hey, Michael J. Fox from Family Ties. What was his name? Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton on Family Ties. It was my spirit animal. I had on the suit jacket with the sleeves rolled up.
The Teen Wolf fucked your whole life up, man.
You know what I'm saying? I was out there with it. I'm just saying, so that's the last time I heard somebody just say nappy randomly in conversation.
He had the motherfucking...
I had the suit, nigga, with the little thin-ass suit jacket with the sleeve rolled up on that bitch. It was bad. I remember it. I don't remember why I decided to go that route, but I remember doing it. So I'm just saying, man, there's people out here doing shit. That's a kid. Your grown-ass man should be saying nappy for bad shit as a black dude.
Oh my god.
Germ is dying over there.
That shit funny to me, Mick. I'm just
This shit was sad, man.
Oh, man.
I just remember it. I remember doing it. I don't know why. But I remember doing it. I probably felt stupid then. I still feel stupid now. But you know, hey, that's what we do on this show, man.
I used to watch Brady Bunch all the fucking time, man. The reruns and shit. All that. I used to love the fucking Brady Bunch when I was a fucking kid. To the point that, hey, one night, mama said, what you want for dinner? I said, pork chops and applesauce.
Oh.
She was magical, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I was about to say, you know what? I had that for the first time, like, high school years. Mm. My boy's mom cooked that shit. And I was like, what? Like, you know, you go to your boy's house and you want to come through for dinner? Yeah. I didn't ask what the fuck you cooking.
Yeah, I'm just coming. I'm here.
That motherfucker put that on the plate. I was like, oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was good in the motherfucker, though.
Yeah, it was.
That shit was good, nigga.
Mm. Oh, I got one more music topic. It's all right.
Go for it, man.
It might be two, but I was reading about this Iggy Azalea is suing Jadenna, the classic man. Nigga,
oh yeah, yeah.
For using elements of her song "Fancy," and can I ask you a question?
Please.
If I didn't make the beat, how are you suing me? I didn't make the beat.
I can't, but I guess if you put it on your album.
But see, his album ain't came out yet.
Oh, so he could just drop that shit as a mixtape.
He could just drop it. Like, that's why they said he hasn't dropped an album yet, because of the song. If he put it on his album, then that's gonna open up a whole bunch of royalties. So he might not include his number one, whatever his most popular song, onto his album. And, you know, which is weird. And but this whole little Blurred Lines thing is gonna open up a whole, I mean, like, motherfuckers getting paid.
So you wait know, so Bruno Mars. Is this song, it's a single though, right? You could buy the single.
I'm pretty sure you should be able to buy the single.
So you're getting checks.
Oh, okay. So the single is for sale. Okay.
Yeah, like if the single's out there, now you might not be getting a lot of the money, but you get some of the money. But didn't Iggy Azalea just rap a whole Kendrick verse?
Hey. But look, that's another story for another day.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
I mean, who knows? Like, I don't get it. Like, if I didn't make, like, who made the Fancy beat? DJ Mustard did the beat or something, right?
Probably. One of the niggas busted on the beat.
So, like, I don't know how she feel like she getting paid off of it from. Like, I don't get it. Like, you ain't make the beat either, bitch.
But maybe it's not her. Maybe it's her people.
Yeah, but I was just reading and I was just like, yo, this shit is crazy because it's just opening up a whole floodgate. It's like the music industry is like, I guess it's getting more cutthroat than now. There's less money going around. And, you know, people probably didn't care about this shit when everybody was getting paid. But now niggas is, you know, fighting to stay alive, man. It's fucking nuts, man.
Well, her, she getting concerts canceled and shit, so.
Yeah.
So I guess she might need that check.
You know, she better go ahead and get pregnant by Swaggy P, get married and get pregnant by him, so you have a little backup plan, because this rap shit ain't gonna work for too much longer.
I mean, but is that a viable backup?
At least for 18 years. Shout out to Carmen. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Who did the beat? I'm looking to see who did the goddamn beat.
The Fancy beat. Boom, 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 boom.
Everything's on this shit. But the shit I want to see. Producer, yeah. Invisible Man, The Arcade. That's who produced it.
Okay.
Mm. So who the fuck knows? Electro hop. That's what. I didn't even know that was a genre. That's not a genre.
Hey man, anything's a genre now, man.
What the fuck? So she's suing Jadenna. Good luck, Jadenna. I mean, you know, just get that song away, bro. It's not even worth it. Just get a song away.
Yeah, man, just fuck it. Like, yo, you out there now? You got a name. You just better make sure that second song hot. Make sure you got everything clear, because if not, you know you're gonna fall into that category of the. One hit wonders. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to do that. Janelle got too much riding on you right now. She like, yo, nigga, like, hey, I need this.
Yeah, you're right about that. He just did the remixes with K-Dot.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why Iggy decided to step up. Like, yo, he get a little too much burn.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get a little help. You
and
said
then what she's suing for is just like a little doop doop. It's one of them little doop doop. It's very, very, very minor.
Which he probably didn't even go to your shit to sample.
It's like, because if you listen to Classic Man in the beginning, you kind of hear it. Like, you listen to fans, you can hear it, but it's just like a boom, boom. It's like a little short little beat, man. Like, I'm like, for real? Like,
yeah, man. I don't know, man. This shit is out here.
We do that for niggas that be stealing our podcast and website ideas, man. We ain't got publishing for our publishing. Like, we really got publishing.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You can get that shit popping. You said you had another one. Another time.
Oh yeah, and it's just like it seemed like Nicki Minaj kind of went at Taylor Swift a little bit on Twitter, where she said something like, you know, okay, the VMA nominations came out, and Taylor Swift was nominated for Video of the Year, along with Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson, Kendrick, and somebody else. I can't remember who it was, but Nicki wasn't, you know, she got nominated for Best Female Artist and Best Rap Artist. She was upset because she didn't get included into the Best Overall Video. Right. So she let out a tweet telling some MTV is only rewarding people who's glorifying slim women, some, you know, some to that degree. And then so Taylor Swift just fired back, was like, hey, why you say something to me? Why you say nothing to other guys? She was like, well, I didn't say nothing. I didn't at you. I didn't say nothing about you. But Taylor was like, yeah, I'm a big fan. I ain't nothing but support. How you gonna come at me like that? She was like, I didn't say nothing about you. And then she said, but since you're here, you know what I'm saying? you know, Nicki is the queen of shade. And, you know, she let out a little, you know, just, you know, her and Meek Mill, this is all yesterday. So her and her boyfriend was on Twitter yesterday, just
petty whopping like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Petty whopping like a motherfucker. Why did Taylor even feel the need to say anything?
I don't know. Like, she must have felt some type of way, you know what I'm saying? And she fell for the trap. Like, you felt some type of way about it, but then now you're speaking up.
As a matter of fact, so I want to see who all was nominated for this shit. I don't know who all it was just yet. I'm trying to look it up. But she says, Nicki, all she said was, if your video celebrates women with very slim bodies, you will be nominated for Video of the Year.
Yeah.
That's all she said. So she didn't even say if you are a woman with a slim body. She said if your video celebrates that. Which means that if you got the models or any of that other shit.
Yeah.
So
her video was, I guess she's talking about the Anaconda video, about the big butt video.
Right. But, I mean, the other people who were nominated was Bruno Mars and fucking Ed Sheeran or some shit.
And Beyonce and Kendrick Lamar.
So I don't know what video Kendrick Lamar she's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be either I or it can't be. It has to be I. That's the only one it could be. Unless they included the one he just put out, and King Kunta. No.
We gonna be all right.
It had to be Black of the Berry. It had to be Black of the Berry. Or I love myself. It's probably I Love Myself, knowing them.
Yeah, I
that's the same song, ain't I and Black of the Berry. Yeah, the same song. No, yeah. Black of the Berry is no. So it's gotta be I.
It's gotta be I. Black ain't no video for Black of the Berry.
Yeah. And then Nicki, then she said, I'm done nothing but love and support you. It's unlike you to pit women against each other. Maybe one of the men took your slot. And then Nicki responded, you must not be reading my tweets. Didn't say a word about you. I love you just as much, but you should speak on this.
Damn.
And then Taylor hit her back with,
See, that's what you said. If I win, please come up on stage with me. You invited on stage whenever.
Exactly.
Some old kumbaya.
And Nicki was Nicki was all like, she had to get the last word, of course. I'm glad you guys get to see how this stuff works. Taylor took her music off Spotify and was applauded. We launched Tidal and we're dragged.
Like, woo!
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, Nicki's gonna fire back with something. So, yeah, it was a nice little shade there from Nicki, man. But, yeah, this is, it's beef week, man. I don't know what's going on. It's like Shark Week all over again.
Hey, man, that's what we do, man. We got beef on Nappy Afro. We got any beef this week?
Not this week, man. We seem to be in the clear, man. But I know somebody does have beef, man. They need to work this shit out, man. I'm gonna air it out, man, because I don't fucking like it, man. Watching the Movie Shit podcast, man.
Whoa.
I hear it's on the fritz. People over there. Hey, look, man, everybody check your fucking attitudes, man. Get back in the studio. Get the show going back on. So whoever need to talk to whoever to get this shit back working, man, it's the big homie King Germ saying, y'all get y'all shit together so we can get that podcast back on, man. All right?
God damn.
Names, they call nobody in particular, but I'm just saying, man, work out your issues, bro. Whoever it is, get the shit back together. I mean, damn, it's a podcast, people. Damn. Okay. I'm sorry I had to go that far.
I'm going to have to get the behind the scenes when the show is done, man. We're going to have to talk about that shit. The last question we got on here for the outline is, a race war on the horizon? If you look at, you know, the way that, I don't want to say the media, but I just want to say media, and that's including social media.
Yes.
Twitter, Facebook, shit, Instagram in some cases, and then the actual media are reporting a lot of black on white, white on black shit right now.
Yes. Like, I received a text message, like, it was last week sometime. They was like, stay off the back roads because people with Confederate flags are running black motorcycles off the road. And, you know, this was like a mass text that was sent all around town because everybody was talking about it. So I'm thinking, like, what, like, you know, just them planting, even if it wasn't true, you're planting a seed that it might be true.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of shit what it seemed like they're trying to pit us together. Like, we all about working together now, man. You know what I'm saying? But they're trying to, like, get us apart. And, like, that's not what we need right now. Like, we had a good thing going. You know what I'm saying? But ever since that fucking, the cop shit, the church shooting, like, it seems the Confederate flag, it's like they're trying to draw a line between us. All right, I don't like it, man.
This is the opposite side of the question is, are people trying to draw a line, or are people fed up and finally showing what the shit they see because they're able?
I think it's the latter. And you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, social media is good because, one, you can get the word out there, and then it exposes a lot of people for what they really are by just looking at some of their social, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of exposes those people, exposes the good and the bad. But like that line that's being drawn, like, I mean, I'm not comfortable with it. And you know what I'm saying? I just don't, because a lot of people gonna get on edge. And people say that it's white people feel back on them for all the wrong they done in America for the, you know, whatever 500, how many long America been established, I'm not sure. But, you know, and then everybody feel like it's karma, like they scared that it's going to come back on them. And so they acting out, you know, which I could kind of see that, but I don't want to go that route. Sorry, I really don't, man. Because, you know, we came a long way to get this where we at. I mean, we still got a long way to go, but we were making strides in the right direction. And something like that to pop off, man, who knows, man. Like, I don't see nothing good coming about it, man.
I don't know what the resolution is either.
Like, yeah, it's like, what's the resolution?
I don't get it. I mean, if it goes the way that other situations have gone, there's an apology. Like Killer Mike said, there's an apology, and then after the apology, there's some give back. There's some retribution. So if there's an apology and then reparations, or apology and then reparations in the form of education, or an apology and then, so that happens, and then what? Like, I don't know what happens. I don't want it to die down, because I think we have a lot of good conversation going on the same social media. There's a lot of good conversation. There's a lot of negative conversation and useless conversation too. But that doesn't change.
That's always gonna be there.
But the fact that we're having some positive conversations about race in this country is cool to me. I just don't know what happens next. After we're done talking, what the fuck is the action? What do we do, and who's spearheading what action? Like, because it's come to the point now where people are just taking shots at everything. Like, they've been going at your boy Obama since he got in office, but they recently went at him about not ordering the flags to half mast for the murders of the
military people. They was like, how you gonna put the flags at half mast for nine people got killed in church, but you wanna do it for people to serve the country? Like, can I say something, sorry? Right?
Yeah.
And this is no disrespect to anybody in the armed forces. I got people in the armed forces, but why do some people put so much, like, why are the military people put on such a pedestal? You know what I'm saying? Not saying it, but some people put them like on a super pedestal, and I just don't get it. Like, I just don't. Like, I just, you know, maybe I'm blind to the fact. I'm not saying slighting what they do, but it's just like this pedestal that Americans put the military on. Like, these could be some shitty individuals, but yeah, but because they wear this fucking uniform, they're better than me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it, man.
And so my response to that is twofold. Number one, the president doesn't order the nation's flag at half mast for military stuff when they die in the line of duty. Like, that's not, the state and local government may do that.
Yes.
But the president doesn't do that for line of duty.
He can do it in D.C. or whatever. He can, you know,
right.
The president can say, hey, I want all flags. But still, like, wherever state these military guys got killed in, why ain't they just do it?
Right. That's, you know what they're saying? Supposed to
do. When the Charleston shit happened, was that a national day of us flags at half mast? No, I don't think so.
I think it was, but again, that's not in the line of duty.
But look, and another funny thing, I noticed in somebody's post, they said that the military guys were killed by terrorists, but the other guy, the people that were killed in church, weren't killed by terrorists. Right, and I was just like, wow. So just because this guy looked like a Middle Eastern guy of somebody of that descent, he's clearly labeled a terrorist, but a white boy with blonde hair and blue eyes, he wasn't considered a terrorist. He was just a shooter, a murderer, or whatever. Like, I don't get it. Like, you know, that's just, you know, it's a funny way they want to word things. And, you know, that has a way of changing the way people look at stuff, too, the way you word stuff. Like, I mean,
And that's that's kind of why you see so much stuff out here now. Like you were saying, people are bringing it up because they see it now. Like, you can't help but see it. There's a difference in the way shit's reported. There's a difference in the way people are treated. There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? So people are pointing out, like, yo, by the way, you fucking up. Then the second part of that is that there is a movement of sorts of military people saying, don't treat me special. So a lot of people understand it two ways when they go into the military, that they signed up for this and they signed up for this for a purpose. So they don't want to be treated a certain way. You know that if you join the military, you may go to war and you may die. That's that's part of the job. So a lot of these guys don't want the special treatment. And it's not going to make as much news because that's not the fun thing to do. That's not the noble thing to do. You're supposed to give up your seat in first class. You're supposed to pay for the meal for the guy in uniform behind you. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're supposed to do. But
have you ever done this, all right?
No.
Okay.
Now, I've shaken hands and shit like that, but I've never just bought somebody a meal because they had all fatigues. That's a little extra to me. And now that I don't know that outside of a homeless person, I don't know that I've just paid for a person's meal anyway. Like, that's,
man, I paid for a chick meal, but I was looking for some buns after that.
You were like on a date though, right?
I just was trying to be that nigga. Seen a little cute girl. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Did she give me the number? No. But still, it was.
Look, so you just randomly paid for somebody's goddamn Chick-fil-A.
Look, bro, I was at McDonald's. I will never forget this day. She had on some scrubs, like she was going to work. She had on some white and purple Air Max that matched her outfit. This motherfucker was so fine, nigga. You know when Big Boy was explaining the girl in Spodeody, when he was like, my heart beat so goddamn fast, nigga. That's I felt that shit, nigga. Like, I seen, you know, and I was like, look, I'm sorry. I ain't mean to approach you like this, but I had to let you know that you're beautiful. And, you know, let me buy you breakfast, you know, then and then. Then she hit me after I buy everything. I want to snatch that food out of her fucking hand, nigga. Like, give me that shit back. Go buy your own motherfucking bacon, egg, and cheese.
I wonder if women think about that shit when they have somebody saying that. I'm going to have to ask one of my homegirls. Like, when a dude is making that move to buy you a drink or buy you a meal, and you have somebody, do you mention it, or do you just accept it and then mention it afterwards, or just accept it and act like you don't understand and he's trying to progress to something else? You should have a responsibility to say something, right?
Yeah, like, you know, I got a man. Don't buy me this drink. Like, this shit was $8.50. You know what I'm saying? You owe me something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's $10, bitch. Like, no, this ain't like a $3. If we had a place with drinks $2, now, I might buy 5 of y'all drinks. You ain't be looking at, but $10? Like, man, drinks expensive these days, all right?
You stupid, man. You stupid, man. Let's get these people the winners and losers this week.
Oh, I got to keep 100, man.
Oh, shit. Keep 100. Go ahead,
man. Oh, yeah. I didn't put it on the thing, man. Keep 100 this week, man. It's all about black family reunions, man. Just had mine this past weekend. Sorry. I'm keeping 100 with you, man. Family reunions have turned into a business. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to my wife's family reunion. They had somebody out there with a booth that was selling shit. Went to my family reunion. Had to pay $170 for registration. And, it used to be like this, all right? You know what I'm saying? We used to just, you know, pile up in somebody's backyard, you know what I'm saying? Cook out, kids running around everywhere, old folks talking, maybe a card game going on. Got the picture books out there and everybody looking at old pictures and shit. But now, you know, kids, they got the young generation, they want to go places. They want to do this. They want to do that. So my fucking family reunion was a money fucking grab this past weekend, man. Black people, I ain't even get a fucking t-shirt, all right? I'm upset about that. And so black people, man, stop making your reunion so expensive. Like, next year our reunion gonna be in Atlanta. I could just imagine how much it's going to cost to go to this reunion. So, black folks, start making reunions affordable again so maybe all the family can show up. Because, you know, family show up, like, niggas be acting funny. Like, hey, bro, like, I ain't think my family was this, you know. I mean, there's some people that don't fuck with other niggas that be around and be talking shit. And I'm just like, yo, man, black people, man, we got to get together, man. We got to start at home. Charity starts at home.
wait a minute. You said somebody was posting up with a booth selling shit at the family reunion.
Selling shit, bro. Selling like little bracelets and jeans and all kinds of shit. I was like, God damn, this nigga got a vendor table at the reunion.
That's different. Like, and he was family?
Yes.
That's different. That's different. But can you blame him for trying to get support from his family?
Nigga, I said, the next reunion, I'm going to be there with the goddamn. I'm going to have Saul right there selling lift heavy shirts, goddamn. Fuck that.
This is hilarious, bro.
Selling everything. I was like, yo, sorry, hey, bring the table, nigga.
Hold on one sec, bro.
It's all right, finally getting a call during the broadcast. This is amazing, people. I hope the camera's still rolling because I'm going to keep talking. No, I ain't. I'm going to be quiet for a minute. Psych, I fooled you. I'm still talking. Oh, since we're here, this episode of the Frocast, episode 169, has been brought to you by Cookout. Cookout is one of the best fast food places you can eat at. They got the fucking best deal in town. You get the cookout tray, comes your choice of a burger, two hot dogs, or barbecue sandwich, chicken sandwich, whatever. Two sides and a drink for $4.99. And you can upgrade to a fancy shake for a dollar more. So go to your cookout if you got one in your town. You know how good it is. If you don't have one, sucks to be you.
I just heard you talking about cookout, man. I'm mad I missed that. Mm. I saw you post up. So when you said cookout, and I saw the drive-thru post, I was like, where the fuck is he talking about a cookout? He's clearly in the drive-thru. And then I saw the neon light that said cookout. I was like, oh, shit. It's a place called Cookout.
The place called Cookout, man. The greatest, like, stay open to like 3, 4 in the morning. It's like cookout food, like hamburgers, hot dogs, barbecue, chicken, you know, shit like that. Milkshakes, like every fucking flavor milkshake you can think of. When I say flavor milkshake, I ain't talking about your flavor. Nah, nigga, if you order a Snickers milkshake, you got big chunks of Snickers in that motherfucker. Oh, wow. You are Oreo milkshake, you got chunks of Oreos, Reese's, Butterfinger. I mean, they got so many flavors. Any candy bar you can think of, they got a shake for it. And you can't drink these shakes with a straw. Impossible. Impossible.
So this ain't like when you go to Dairy Queen and you got to ask for extra Snickers.
No. At the bottom of your cup is going to be so many fucking Snickers, nigga. It's going to be all through there, man. It's just fucking awesome, man. And then, like I said, they got the best deal in town. Get a cookout tray, $4.99. Can't beat it.
Man, that sounds like a motherfucker win.
Yeah, like burger, choice of two sides, fries, onion rings, hush puppies, you know, chicken nuggets, corn dog. Yeah, you get a corn dog as your side item, nigga. Come on, man.
Damn. That sounds like a win right there.
It is a win. I ate that like 4 or 5 nights in a row. My colon is in overdrive right now.
Whoa. That's way too much information, bro. Fuck that shit, man. Get these people your winners and losers. Get the fuck out of here, man.
My winners this week, man, I wrote it down, is, let me get to it. I should have had that pulled up. Well, I saw right had me on hold, but hey.
Hey, you know, that's what we do around here, man.
What we do, man. That's what we do, man. My winners this week is BET. Why is BET my winner this week?
Why?
It's because of their programming.
What do you mean?
They're bringing Uncut back, Saul, right?
Oh, my God.
Sorry, just what we needed. Just what we needed.
Perfect timing. We have all this turmoil in the world.
And they're going to bring back uncut videos. Like, don't we already have the internet for that? Don't we have WorldStar for that? But no, we got to bring it back to TV.
We got to put this in the kids' programming.
Yes, like little kids don't need to grow up and not know what BET Uncut is. So, yo, shout out to Deborah Lee and those great folks at BET for bringing back Uncut. You don't have a video show on. That's going to be the only one you have. And that is fucking awesome. You know what I'm saying? So
I can't even be mad at them. I can't even be mad at them.
I mean, you know.
This
like,
is what the fuck y'all wanted. They gave you news topics. Y'all didn't want that shit. They gave you Teen Summer. Y'all start watching that shit. They gave you 106 and Park for fucking 15, 20 years. Y'all stop watching that shit. So what you want is Uncut. That's what we giving you. Hey,
bring it back, man. Yes, man. So shout out, man. Hopefully they don't censor anything because that'll be defeating the fucking purpose.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I can go watch I can go to WorldStar, watch videos about this. That's what I want to see, uncensored. So BT, you can't go halfway with this idea. You got to go full out. I want to see ass. I want to see stretch marks.
When is this supposed to be coming back on?
I don't know. I have to ask B-Eazy, but B-Eazy's, he's excited. He got me excited because, you know, you can't have what was that video from the nigga in Alaska? His name was,
what?
It was some guy in Alaska. They had a video. They was in, like, in a hotel room jacuzzi. He had, like, a stupid name. It was just like, God, I forget it. Yeah, somebody remember the name. Comment there. But that shit was a funny, it's like, it was some name like the Boogeyman in the Wood. It was some weird ass fucking name. This video was classic, man. And you know What That Thing Smelled Like was on there. You know what I'm saying? All that good thing. All those classic videos, man. The ones that marginal artists that will never make it. You know. And my loser this week is Damn, I talked so much, my screen went away. My loser this week is the South Carolina person who booked the KKK and the new Black Panther Party on the same day at the State House. What a great fucking idea. You know what I'm saying?
Like, wow, anybody get killed?
No, nobody got killed. They had one on the north end, one on the south end. So hopefully nobody came clash together. But I did hear some bloods got into it with some KKK members, and they was fighting in the streets. So this shit is fucking crazy, man. And you know, look, all y'all Confederate flag lovers that want to keep your flag, just go look and see who's all flying the Confederate flag and their hate speech and their letting it go. And that's why the Confederate flag is not seen in a good light to some people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's all I'm saying.
I would just love to see, like, the Black Southern folks who ride for the Confederate flag ride up on the spot where the white folks arrive for the Confederate flag and hear them say, nigga this, nigga that.
Yes.
I want to see the shock on your face.
Yeah, like, oh, this is not what my great-great-great-great-grandfather fought for. You know, he was fighting, you know. Because, you know, did you hear about the story in Mississippi about the guy that was a Confederate flag?
I saw that bitch-ass nigga.
You know, but didn't you see? Okay, he was involved in a car accident where he died in the car accident. Now, the story goes that some Black kids rode up on him and was saying stuff about him, about the Confederate flag, and he swerved off the road into an embankment, and, you know, he was killed in a car crash. Now, I'm not buying the story. I'm just going to let you know this. All right. Look, seems too convenient. Like, you're not even displaying a Confederate flag on your car, so how do I know that you support the Confederate flag? Like, why would some Black kids run up on some Black people? Oh, you Confederate flag loving motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? All that shit. If I don't even see it. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not buying the story.
Nah, that sounds like some bullshit. Sound like somebody put in that work on them, I guess. My winners and losers this week. Oh, wait. That's the only winners and losers you got?
Yeah, that was it, man.
I only got one winner this week, man. Man, I ain't even got no losers, because fuck it. America losing. My winner this week is Barry Bonds, man. The federal government dropped the case against him. It's over. No more Barry Bonds steroids talk. Now let's go ahead and put this nigga in the hall. Let's get it done, man. Y'all haven't proven shit against Barry Bonds. Not a fucking thing. It's time to get it done. This dude was the most feared hitter in the game.
For 15 years.
15 years, dog. Bases loaded. You up by 1 point, and you're walking in the winning run because you're afraid that Barry Bonds is going to hit it out the park. That's some crazy shit.
Yes, man. Like, Barry Bonds is the motherfucker. Like, Barry Bonds is the motherfucker, man. Like, 6 MVPs. Like, come on, man. The man got to be in the damn Hall of Fame. Man, you can't. Come on, man. Stop.
And I give you your props. He may have been on something. The nigga's dome is noticeably smaller right now.
Hey, he got old age, man. He ain't lifting weights and running the steps at Petco Field, whatever it's called, at Pac Bell Park anymore, man.
Yeah, but your head doesn't normally lose weight like that. The nigga's dome is definitely smaller. Hey,
nigga said LeBron was on the same shit.
It's possible, but if you can't prove it, you got to put him in. This ain't like Mark McGwire, who admitted that he did some shit.
Hey, look, they let him in. He's coaching in baseball right now, man.
Right! This nigga got a job! This ain't like Sammy Sosa, who all of a sudden can't speak English anymore when you ask him questions.
I don't speak. Sammy, you just shot a commercial for Subway, bitch. What you mean you don't speak English?
Barry Bonds said, "Fuck you, I ain't did no steroids." Yeah. The dude y'all locked up. Y'all, this dude went to jail, and I ain't do nothing to Barry Bonds. Y'all locked that motherfucker up. Hey, Barry Bonds didn't even bail him out, so they don't even fuck with each other.
Mm-mm. And Barry said, "It's by design, chump. Like, listen, I don't know you. After this day, we don't know each other no more."
At all. So Barry Bonds, man, the case is over. This shit cost him like $6 million. And at the end of the day, they ended up just dropping it, saying, "Fuck it, we can't get nothing on him. It's over." So it's time to put him in the hall. Next ballot, Barry needs to be in. That's my fucking winner this week.
Let Pedro win, man. Pedro's going into the hall this week, man.
Is he?
Yes, Pedro. Hall of Famer.
I guess. Yeah. Let me in.
Yeah.
Put me in there.
Anybody, I just want to know, is his butt's going to have no homo? It's going to have a Jerry curl and shit. Like, he got to have, like,
gotta have
Jerry curl bust, man. And he got to let the... If he don't have the midget with him, man, I'm going to be upset, man. He got to have little Pedro with him. He got to have him.
Stop. Oh, and your boy Favre finally got accepted into the... What is it? The Circle of Fame or some shit like that?
Green Bay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's finally back. You know, I know GQ wanted us to get that in, so
yeah,
your boy Favre.
He just texted me too. Said, "Man, make sure you say something about Favre."
So Favre is officially in as a Packer. As a Packer, great. Y'all can let that Minnesota shit act like it didn't happen. I understand. Now, what y'all gonna do when Favre comes back out of retirement next year?
Hey, if he keep wearing them copper fit shit, he'll be back. He might play a couple downs, throw about 6 more interceptions.
Yo, that copper fit shit, they be acting like that gives you a whole new body.
Yes, like, yo, when I put this on, I feel like I could just run 6 more miles. Shit, like the old man playing tennis and shit. Yo, that's the funniest one to me. But his shit bent all up and everything. I'm like, nigga, that shit can't be my fucking good.
It's hilarious you said that, because I saw that commercial yesterday. I was like, God damn, this shit must be the best shit ever. They'd be like, yo, I couldn't even carry this box. But once I put my copper fit on, I finished the whole truck. Like, really, nigga? God damn.
And look, I was only benching 95 pounds because of my bad back. I put my copper fit on, man. I'm up to 235 in no time.
Yo, every NFL player in the league need to be wearing copper fit, goddamn.
Yes.
Shit. But yeah, man, that's the show for this week, man. This is another episode of Frocast in the books, episode 169. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting here with King Germ. Make sure you catch us on all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. What's our Snapchat?
NapFro Gang.
Make sure you follow us, man. We on all that shit. Give us a call. Leave us a drop at 347-201-2572. That's 347-201-2572. Until next time, we will holler at y'all at nappyafro.com. And make sure you buy a shirt, bitch.
Because we got a new one coming.
Yeah, there's always a new one coming.
It's going to be a new one coming.
It's like 75 in the chamber, bro.
Yes.
We out. Peace.
Peace.
Good shit.
NappyAfro.com.